We are spending this week with stories from writers from Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Today, from John Smolens.
Occasionally, I'm somewhere other than Michigan, and I find myself talking to someone, let's call him Fred, who hasn't a clue where Marquette is located. Fred takes a stab, guessing Wisconsin, confusing this small city of approximately 21,000 with Marquette University in Milwaukee. No, Marquette, Michigan is farther north, in the Upper Peninsula. The mention of this other peninsula clearly perplexes Fred. When he asks how much farther, I say I live north of millions of Canadians. Now Fred looks skeptical. Certainly, his inner world atlas is based on the premise that the United States lies south of Canada. I'm referring to Toronto, of course, a region of some 6 million hopeless Maple Leafs fans, which is hundreds of miles south of Marquette. With some gentle assurances, I convince Fred that Michigan's Upper Peninsula is wedged well up into the interior of the amorphous landmass known as Ontario. All right, I don't call it amorphous, but Ontario's shape does not suggest a visual metaphor, such as a hand for the Lower Peninsula, or a rabbit for the Upper Peninsula, or a wolf's head for Lake Superior. Distinct, memorable images that make Michigan a cartographer's dream. The geographically challenged Fred shrewdly redirects the conversation, asking what it's like living way up there, his eyes glazing over as though he's envisioning the barren landscape of the North Pole. Marquette is like living on an island, I tell him, an island surrounded on one side by Lake Superior and on the other by the forest primeval. He nods pensively, and then inquires about Marquette's culture, as though to ascertain that we have one. Culture. I once read that Marquette is the Paris of the UP, which I don't agree with at all. Sartorially, we have more in common with Moscow, and our cuisine of whitefish, trout, salmon, and walleye might call to mind the delicacies of the Atlantic if it weren't for a pervasive addiction to pasties, kudigi sausage, and French fries. But the real question isn't, where is Marquette? The question is whether we should provide an answer. It's not that we don't want Fred to visit. He's welcome to lug his kayak, snowboard, cross-country skis, mountain bike, camping gear, snowmobile, skidoo, and fly rod across the Mackinac Bridge so he might better enjoy our pristine natural wonders. But the last thing we want is for Marquette to be discovered. Every time Marquette makes some top 10 list of places to live, locals find it more than a little disconcerting. Self-reliance and independence, coupled with easy downtown parking, are what we consider quality of life issues up here. We want to live in neighborhoods where the greatest danger of invasion is when deer wander into our gardens, or, as was the case on my block a few years ago, a black bear found a neighbor's yard so peaceful that he curled up and took a nap. I doubt Marquette is in danger of being discovered anytime soon. We have a formidable natural line of defense. It's called winter.
That was UP writer John Smolens. The story called Where Art Thou, Marquette? John Smolens recently retired from Northern Michigan University's English department, and he now writes full-time in Marquette. Tomorrow, we will hear what life in rural Upper Peninsula towns can be like, what keeps people there, why they leave, and why they come back.